JonesBrothers.com. Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City Spring Sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon to discuss legacies and life's transitions. Please find the Facebook group Legacy Talk to register. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk.
Game of Thrones is over. Millions feel lost. Don't worry. This has happened before.
When Breaking Bad ended, I was bummed. Then the spinoff show Better Call Saul came on, but the shows were boring. Then I got into Thrones. It was the best of times.
But now that too is done. Luckily, the makers of Game of Thrones let fans down easy by making sure the last season sucked. Give it time, you'll be fine. Before you know it, HBO will come up with a new series. Like a gang of cowboy outlaws who go to outer space only to find a planet of female vampires. And when they don't feud, they all have sex with each other. Vampire Rodeo. Coming soon to HBO.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's a standby for news.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump writes on Twitter, South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg will never be president. About the praise the mayor's been getting, President Trump tells Fox's Steve Hilton.
It's sort of interesting because he's running for the president of the United States as a mayor, but you could say that I ran for president of the United States and I was never in politics before, right?
Buttigieg says in a town hall interview on Fox News Channel, his experience as mayor is relevant to the presidency.
Most of all, it's a moral job. And that's the part I think we're missing today in the presidency. It's a moral office, not just a management office.
He says he doesn't care about the president's tweets about him. There's a manhunt in Alabama for a suspect in the shooting of three police officers responding to reports of a domestic disturbance at a trailer park. One has died.
And we're just going to do everything we can to bring it to a close.
Auburn Police Chief Paul Register. The suspect is 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes, last seen wearing camouflage clothing, body armor, and a helmet. This is Fox News.
Game of Thrones.
What will I do on Sundays now? That it's come to an end.
Game of Thrones.
No more dragons or gratuitous sex and violence.
Game of Thrones.
No more of Cersei's evil smirk or Daenerys torching Doom.
Game of Thrones.
No more beheadings or scenes in brothels featuring lots of boobs.
Game of Thrones.
We'll miss Sansa, Arya, Tyrion, and of course Jon Snow.
Game of Thrones.
As the sun sets on Westeros, we say goodbye, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones.
8:06. Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
This week starts out very warm and then gets hot. as the week goes on, and then we get to excessive temperatures by the end of the week. For today, mostly sunny, another very warm day with a high temperature up to around 89 or 90. Some spotty afternoon storms certainly possible, but I think there will be few and far between. Tonight's low down to about 68. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high around 92. I think we're somewhere around 93 Wednesday, 95 Thursday, 96 Friday, then 97 Saturday and Sunday. We will be teasing or exceeding record highs by the time we get to the weekend. So be ready. And it looks like, have some bottled water ready because it's going to be time to stay hydrated with the first heat wave of 2019. Right now this morning, we have mostly clear skies and calm winds, 78% relative humidity. Temperature now 75. At 807.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations, or online at yourasecu.com.
Hey, you know, it's Regis. You know, now that I'm retired and Joy's about ready to blow her head off listening to me yap my trap, I like to spend my mornings listening to this show. Oh, it's great. I love it. I'm out of control. Somebody shoot me.
I thought I'd play that this morning since we learned that Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, which, of course, began with Regis.
Right.
Seems like an eternity ago, is wrapping up its production as a syndicated program because the big deal, a millionaire, you know? Like, wow. I remember when the 10,000 pyramid was a big deal.
Yeah, 10,000, then 25,000.
Then 25,000.
Wow.
Yeah, and then the 100,000, but that was prime time, I think.
I mean, I was watching Password last night, and Super Password, and dude was just pumped to get $700. Hell, I'd be pumped to get $700.
Password has. I think Emily has a good point there, because...
Dahmer.
What is Jeffrey?
Oh, it's not Jeopardy. It's Password.
I caught my mistake. I feel weak and ineffective today in terms of soliciting callers for Truth or Baloney.
I don't think we made it clear that we were ready to play Truth or Baloney. We're ready to play Truth or Baloney. If you are, so call us at 272-9228. That's 272-9228. I'm watching the clock because I know there's a delay, so after a certain point, I will
You know what? You say the subject is cereal? And not
cereal mascots,
not
basically
cereal
the front
killers.
Person or front cartoon or whatever for
okay.
various brands. And you know what's waiting for you.
Presenting two contemporary artists. One.
So if you want to hear that, you know, fine. If you want to play a game and win a great prize, like a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card, call us.
All right. We're coming up on the 30-second mark, so we should start getting calls at 272-9228.
Well, let me just tell you.
How about that? How about that?
Completely stunned at that. Good fortune. While Jay is queuing up our contestant, today, we might have two. We could play a baloney game.
What?
Yes. Yes, we could. In addition to that, big sales event at Jack Ingram. The Memorial
Huge.
Weekend sales event has actually been going on since the first of the month. Mm-hmm. I know they had a couple of remote broadcasts with Blue Water over there over the weekend.
Yeah, DJ Fresh was there this weekend.
Yeah, and I saw him when he came back, and he said he had a great time. And this is the month where you can get extraordinary discounts on cars today all the way through the end of the month at Jack Ingram. They have discounted some of their signature pre-owned vehicles. And I've got to get an updated list on what's in stock because I don't want to get you excited about a vehicle that may have been sold over the weekend. But when they're taking signature pre-owns that are like a year old and they still have warranty miles and they're discounting those by $1,500 to $2,000 over the regular price, you know you're going to get an awesome vehicle, great support with the team at Jack Ingram. And, of course, the purchasing experience couldn't be made better by Tip Tames and his incredible staff. There's very little turnover anywhere at Jack Ingram. These are folks I've known for 14 years. Lots of vehicles available in the 10,000 and under category. Now, many parents are going to be looking for cars to buy for kids going off to school and stuff. So you're going to want to find something safe and reliable, but something that's not going to break the bank. And right now, the car that we got Janelle for her first vehicle is available in abundance and a lot less than 10,000. The Volkswagen Jetta. There's a couple of 2012s and a 2011, all with low mileage and one of the safest cars on the road. So stop by and see Tip and his team today or browse online by price range, by make and model, however you want to look at jackingram.com. When we come back, we're going to play a mega game of truth or baloney. Really amazing.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through this Monday morning traffic, and things are really jammed up on I-85. There's an accident at Perry Hill Road, and traffic is still backed up almost out to Taylor Road, so be careful if you're coming into town that way. If you're on I-65, we don't see any troubles for you. On the Boulevard, there's a couple of issues. We have a new accident. It's at Woodley Road and East South Boulevard right there in front of Walgreens, so be careful there. And police are still cleaning up the accident at the Boulevard and Rosa Parks. Watch the traffic around you, and be careful as you head into work this morning. Reinhardt Toyota is selling record numbers of new Toyotas. That means Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter is overloaded. The cars, trucks, SUVs, and sports cars have got to go. You're going to save money at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend, and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
All right, we'll return to our ongoing Game of Thrones finale coverage today, but we're going to play an amazing game if everybody stays online of
truth or baloney.
Now, every line is lit, so here's the way it's going to work. You'll get one chance, and if you don't get it right, you'll be eliminated.
All right.
But Boothead.
Boathead.
It says Boathead.
Can we get a different type font? I can't see the difference between the O and the A on that thing.
You can make it bigger.
Now I insulted Boathead. All right, I'll read the statement. You tell me whether it's truth or baloney. Right. Count Chocula's first name is Alfred. Count Chocula's first name is Alfred. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
I'm so sorry, Boathead.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for trying.
Yeah, we really appreciate
it. Booted Boathead?
I had to boot Boathead. He made his first appearance when the cereal came out in 1970 along with Frankenberry cereal. Then three more monster cereals followed that. Mm-hmm. Blueberry.
Blueberry.
Fruit Brute in 1974 and Fruity Yummy Mummy.
Okay.
All right. May Lisa is next. Are you ready?
I am ready, my sunshine.
Okie dokie.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
The name of the bird that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs is Buzz Sunny. Again, the name of the bird that's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs is Buzz Sunny. True the baloney.
Lifelines.
I say true.
Winning.
But, yay!
That's right. Sunny Day Budded in 1962. All right, now you hold on. You're still in the game. We move on to Eric.
Hola.
Hey.
All right, your statement. The name of the Honey Nut Cheerios mascot is Busby. Again, the name of the Honey Nut Cheerios mascot is Busby. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning. Yeah, it is.
Ooh.
Busby didn't have a name until 2000. A fifth grader in Texas won a contest to name Busby.
That pregnant pause was so...
I was frightened there for a minute. Yeah.
Sorry about that. All right. This is John B., who...
Good morning.
...made the mistake of... Auburn University announces the arrest of the suspect accusing of killing police officer Good. And the sooner they hang on, the better. All right, back to the game now, everybody. The Trix rabbit's name is Reggie.
Wow.
The Trix rabbit's name is Reggie. Is that true or baloney?
Baloney.
Winning. That's correct.
Trix are for kids, too, by the way. Hey, who?
Call back another time. We're doing your radio show.
It's a robocall from Florida.
It's a robocall.
The cereal is spelled T-R-I-X. His name, though, is spelled Trix as in... T-R-I-C-K-S. Hold on.
Craig.
Ken.
Tricks or whatever.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch's full name is Horatio Magellan Crunch. Truth or baloney?
Truth.
Winning.
All right. Wow.
So we only had one person, five calls, but one eliminated. So now we've got to go to the baloney can.
That's right.
Where all quality bologna is stored.
That's right.
News and views will not be heard today so that we can bring you the following special program.
All right, we go back to May Lisa.
Yes, sir.
All right. Custer Battlefield in my...
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. I was thinking that as a...
Well, we're done with cereals.
I know, but that's who I thought. Yeah. There's a guy named Custer Battlefield. he's the mascot of what cereal?
We've changed subjects, obviously, now.
Yeah, we had to. We ran out of... anyway, here you go. Custer Battlefield of Montana is home to the world's first cemetery to charge admission. Truth or baloney?
I say false. Baloney.
It is baloney. It's the first cemetery to have a solar-powered toilet.
Oh.
All right, so Melissa, you stay in.
Awfully specific.
Now we go back to Eric A. Eric.
Hola.
In Italy, Mickey Mouse is known as Topolino.
True.
Winning.
Shut up. Stop mocking the host.
I'm not mocking you.
All right, now we go to John B.
Yes.
All right, your statement. Bubble wrap was originally invented as a wallpaper. Truth or baloney?
Baloney.
Oh, no, sorry. Amazing, guys. Well, sorry. It was invented as a wallpaper.
We only have 14 contestants left.
Here's, you got something else you want to do? I mean, I'm sorry.
No. I'm just making light of it.
I was hoping we get one contestant. We ended up with a bonanza.
We have 60.
Let's roll with it. All right, here is your statement. The first TV commercial was for beer. Again, the first TV commercial was for beer. True the baloney.
Ken?
True.
Losing, guys.
They're
sorry.
Dropping like flies now.
It's an answer to actually kind of a well-known trivia question. Bulova Watches was the first TV spot. We're down to two. The next one to get it wrong leaves us a winner. Melissa, you ready?
Yes, sir.
Okay. If Charles Lindbergh's grandfather had not changed the family name, Charles Manson would have flown the Atlantic.
Oh, my.
Again, if Charles Lindbergh's grandfather had not changed the family name, Charles Manson would have flown the Atlantic. Truth or baloney?
Gosh, this is totally a guess. I say baloney.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Thanks for trying.
And that leaves Eric as our winner.
Eric.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, the family name was Manson.
Yeah?
And it would just have been one of those great historical coincidences, but Lindbergh changed the family name to Lindbergh after the cheese.
God.
And so how do you like that? The Spirit of St. Louis with Jimmy Stewart playing Charles Manson. I mean, can you imagine such a calamity?
That would be terrible.
Eric, you are going to the Seafood Bistro.
Sweet. But
hang on. And just to find out how excited you should be...
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, and Jay.
Sorry.
Yep.
Swallowed wrong.
He gets choked up when he thinks about all the great times he's had at the Seafood Bistro. And
they did the best. Sorry.
You need some water?
Yeah.
It's right there.
I'll get to it.
So the Seafood Bistro's Customer Appreciation Day is tomorrow. It marks 1 year of being at their new location on 1651 Perry Hill Road. And you can stop by, enjoy some throwback pricing and specials for the old school customers that remember the days on Woodmere and the new ones that have found them after their move to Perry Hill Road. Now, if you can't get by, you can always get the Seafood Bistro brought to you by utilizing one of the delivery apps. You can check out theseafoodbistro.com to see the full menu. You can even place your order ahead of time there or by calling 279-7500. We're big fans, and we encourage you to follow them on Facebook. Just look up The Seafood Bistro.
Thank you, Miss Hayes.
You're welcome, Mr. Boodle.
All right, we're at 821 Secure Local News.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Two Auburn police officers were injured in a late-night shooting. They were responding to a disturbance call Sunday night when they were shot and injured. No word yet on their conditions. The suspect, 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes, was able to get away and is still at large this morning. He's considered armed and dangerous. Two people died in two separate car crashes early Sunday morning. 53-year-old Michael Hall of Shorter was killed when his car left the road and ran into a ditch around 1 o'clock Sunday morning on Alexander Road and Pike Road. He was not wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. 40-year-old Terry Oates of Marbury was killed when his car left the road and hit a utility pole. This wreck happened on Autauga County Road 85 just before 3:30 Sunday morning. He was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the car was taken to the hospital for treatment. No word on their condition this morning. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hey guys, it's Baron Coleman from News & Views. You can't be successful in the River Region without offering a stellar product or service. Chippewa Charm Tree Service has been serving the fine folks of the River Region for over 15 years. They offer free estimates, they're locally owned and operated, and they provide prompt storm damage cleanup 24-7. Follow Chippewa Charm Tree Service on Facebook or call for your free consultation and estimate, 328-2484. 328-2484, fast, efficient, superior, Chippewa Charm Tree Service.
Pick the speed you need and save big. No two businesses are exactly the same. That's why WOW Business offers different internet speed tiers to all types of businesses. We'll help you choose a solution that best suits your business needs and your budget. For a limited time, get our best price ever. Up to 1 gig of speed for $199 a month. Visit wowforbusiness.com and find out how much you can save. Offer for new customers. 2-year agreement required. Subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's time.
It is time.
Time for
stupid
news.
News.
What news?
Stupid
news.
Let's go.
It's just me and Emily here, so I'm going to play this now. This is a Game of Thrones review from a guy who only watched for the first time just last night's show.
Yeah, do it while they're not in the room.
And now, a recap of the Game of Thrones finale by a guy who has only watched the Game of Thrones finale.
All right, the show starts out with some short guy whose head and beard account for 30% of his body weight walking through a place that looks like a backyard barbecue run amok. Holy crap, there's a freaking dragon! Now the short guy and a guy with a man bun have a heart-to-heart conversation, but I'm not sure what it was about because I was more concerned about adjusting the color on my TV. The guy with the man bun walks outside into a snowstorm that looks like a typical winter day in Buffalo, New York, past the freaking dragon, and has a heated argument with the hot chick, but then they start to make out before he stabs her. Oh boy, the dragon shows up, blows the place up, and then flies away with the hot dead chick. Then, a bunch of people sitting in a circle wearing more black leather than the Sturgis motorcycle rally elect a king, a guy in a wheelchair with an alarmingly round head. Seriously, it's 50% rounder than a bowling ball. Then, the round-headed king, who I believe is the only guy without a beard, is wheeled into a room and conducts possibly the shortest meeting ever. After he's wheeled out, the rest of them talk about building whorehouses. Cut to Buffalo, New York, where the man bun guy pets a huge dog with an ear missing. A girl with another mysteriously round head sails off on a cool boat and exhibits the first smile I've seen for the entire show. It ends when Man Bun leads a whole bunch of people through the woods. I'm hoping they bring back the dragon in the next episode because he was really cool.
That was the finale for the entire show.
What?
Is it safe for Rich now?
Yeah, it's safe. That should have...
When you recorded that, that didn't have a spoiler-free thing on it, did it? Because that was totally spoiler-filled.
I don't know.
I had to go stand in the hall.
The guy that only saw the last show.
Yeah, but he talked, I mean, he revealed spoiler after spoiler after spoiler while talking about it.
Well, I'm glad that...
That's why we kept him out of the room.
I was restricted.
You would love it, though. After you see it, you would love to hear it.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, you would. Because that was funny.
Okay.
Okay, so now that that's over, Game of Thrones, what is HBO going to do? $15 a month now, is that what they want for the...
I don't know.
It is. $15 a month. It's
remember when HBO was one channel and, you know, you got to see the premium movies? They didn't have HBO 2, 3, 4. And
right.
It's enough for hotels to brag about on their signs. Yeah. We have HBO.
We're staying there.
Yeah.
Give me that quality in.
Free color TV and HBO and air conditioning? Whoa!
Man. And a pool, too.
Let's see what HBO's got planned.
A message from HBO. The series finale of Game of Thrones is upon us, and HBO would like to say, please don't cancel your subscription. We have all kinds of cool shows that you're totally going to want to spend $15 a month on. Remember Deadwood? It's back. Think of it as Wild Wild Westeros. Or what about Little Big Lies? We know you didn't watch the first season, but come on, it's Nicole Kidman. If you squint your eyes, she kind of looks like Cersei. No? Little bit? And The Watchmen, that looks cool. If not, just pretend it's called The Night's Watchmen, huh? Oh, and don't forget Chernobyl. What's more entertaining than a nuclear disaster? If you want, we can name a character Targaryen. That totally sounds Russian, and you know it. So whatever you do, don't pick up the phone, don't call your cable provider, and don't cancel your HBO subscription. We're totally pitching shows to Peter Dinklage's agent. We swear.
Yeah. We may talk about this on TV later in the week, but we can talk about it now.
Okay. We got our thing for TV tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh.
Which we've already discussed amongst ourselves.
827.
Bucket list.
No. Travel destinations. Oh, yeah. Now, you've been all over the place. What's the one thing that you have not seen?
I have not been to New York City yet.
New York City?
And I just can't believe
I don't know. That kind of surprises me that you haven't been to New York.
It's the, it's like, I've got to see that. Now, as far as going to Las Vegas, you know, whatever.
I've never been there, and I have zero desire.
Whatever. Grand Canyon would be nice.
The Grand Canyon, I've flown cross country many times.
Yeah, I'm going to fly over it in a few days.
You'll really appreciate it. Yeah. That's the best way to see it. The length and the scope of it.
Yep.
Of course, if the weather's bad, you won't see much, but flying to San Diego, you should. Yep. Get a really good look at it.
Yep.
That's the number one tourist destination on America's bucket list. 36% of the people in the survey said that's a place I want to see. Yellowstone, where I have been, was in second place.
I'd like to see that. I would.
Yeah. I'd like to see it from the standpoint of being grown up now and appreciating what we saw, like Old Faithful and stuff.
And appreciating that it's the world's largest volcano.
Yes.
You are actually on a volcano when you're in Yellowstone.
The best part, to me, the most adventurous part of that trip, we went to the northwest corner of the park. There was a bad earthquake in 1959, and it was either extreme eastern Montana or northwest Wyoming. Half a mountain came down during this earthquake. And if all that debris in the mountain filled a lake that had homes sitting on it, and the homes all got flooded. Mm. So in this lake, you could access, probably today with all the emphasis on, and nobody wanting to get sued, they wouldn't let you do it, but you were able to walk into these houses that were floating in the water. Most of the stuff was gone, you know, but it was just weird to see that. But that was a very powerful earthquake. Half a mountain gone. It was like somebody took a big cleaver and cut it in half. Niagara Falls.
Niagara Falls.
I turned inch by inch. That also is about a third of America would love to see that. Vegas was number four.
I've seen Niagara Falls.
I have seen Mount Rushmore. That was number five.
I haven't seen that yet.
The thing that's most memorable about Mount Rushmore is, A, we had lunch in the restaurant where that scene happens in North by Northwest.
Sure.
And two, the first time you see it, you're going through the Black Hills of South Dakota. It's a two-lane road. They may have widened it since. But at one point, you come around a curve, and there it is. And it's stunning to see these four giant heads on a beautiful blue day gleaming in the sunlight. Yeah. It is a jarring visual.
You don't think they'll ever, there's no room for anyone else, right?
I don't think there is, but I'm amazed they were able to build it in the first place considering the technology at the time. That was quite a project. It took them, 13 years to finish that?
Is that Sitting Bull one done yet?
No, it's not.
No.
And how did they keep things like trees from growing out the nostrils of those great men? Redwood National Park, the giant trees.
Right.
Haven't been there. Looks interesting. Mardi Gras in New Orleans, no thanks.
Why? That's not where.
If I want to smell steam vomit, I can do that at home.
That's gross.
I'd rather go to New Orleans just to see the history. Like the graves above the ground, right, maybe whatever evidence of Camille or Katrina.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah. I'd like to do a meteorological tourism. Mardi Gras, no. Pacific Coast Highway. Ever driven that?
No, I have. Wait a minute. Actually, I have for all 1 mile.
The whole mile.
We were at a weather conference recently in Los Angeles. Remember that? In Anaheim?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we actually went to Huntington Beach. So Pacific Coast Highway, sure.
I drove it from San Francisco to L.A. back in the 70s, man. And it's a pretty safe road, but the vistas are just unbelievable. Where's page two, said Paul Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
There's supposed to be 10 on this. Okay. The fall leaves in New England. You don't need to go to New England to see that. You can see that here, but in Tennessee and the Smokies, that's pretty spectacular.
Pretty spectacular.
Drive from Miami to Key West, done that many times. That's interesting, especially when you realize what an amazing American engineering feat
that highway was.
Yeah. That was built, started in the late 19th century, finished in 1912, and financed privately by Henry Flagler, mm-hmm, oil magnate, who lived just long enough to take his railroad train down to Key West and see it to its completion. He was almost blind, but he saw his dream come true. And if you go to West Palm Beach, Florida, you should visit the Flagler Museum, Whitehall.
And while you're at it, go to St. Augustine and see what used to be the Flagler Hotel, which is now
he built some amazing.
Many of those hotels down there.
Stayed at the Breakers in West Palm.
Mm-hmm.
Cape Cod, 22% want to see that. A Broadway show, done that. Walk along Venice Beach and the Santa Monica Pier. I did that a million years ago with Tommy Shaw.
Okay, Huntington Beach, a couple miles away. Yeah,
that was just eclectic people mostly. Much to see, it may be different now. Walk across the Golden Gate Bridge.
I didn't walk across it, but I did drive across it. It's spectacular.
And then eat a cheesesteak in Philadelphia was number 20 of the top 15.
Nice.
Why Graceland's not on that list is beyond me.
It might be. It just might not be in the
top
cutoff for that. But there are places. You know what? I'm surprised Dealey Plaza isn't on that list, because that's my place tomorrow.
And it's so relatively small. It's so tiny. It's when you see it. Because you've seen it all your life on television.
Everybody I know that has studied the JFK event and looked into the various conspiracy theories says the same thing. The first thing that will take your breath away is just what an intimate thing it is. And it just doesn't convey that in pictures and on TV.
Right.
Don't let it upset you.
What?
I saw you looking. I saw you looking, and I saw that bottom lip starting to tighten up like you were about to holler.
No, I'm not going to holler.
Don't holler. Don't let anger drive your bus.
Science fiction doesn't upset me. All right, it's 8:35. Here's a great idea. Rich has talked about the forecast. If you watch his video today, you will notice that things are going to be getting quite hot. What's nice on a hot day is to watch somebody else come over and mow your lawn and edge it and trim the shrubs and trees and everything, groom it beautifully. Whether it's a home, business, industrial, commercial property, John Cato can do it all. And you can reach him at 202-8760, 202-8760 for J&S Professional Landscaping. If they don't pick up your call, they're either on another line or just leave a message and they will get back to you to arrange an estimate.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
The holiday weekend ahead is going to be extremely hot. We're talking about some kind of dangerous heat for this, especially for this early in the season. And we will be teetering close to record highs for several days.
I think the all-time May record is safe, which is 99. Let's hope it is. Mostly sunny today with another warm day with a high in the upper 80s to around 90. 89 yesterday. Spotty afternoon storms are possible, but I think they'll be few and far between. Good luck if you are lucky enough to get one. Tonight's low 68. Tomorrow, sunny and hot, high 92. We'll be up to about 93 on Wednesday. Blazing heat ahead. 95 Thursday, 96 Friday, 97 Saturday and Sunday. Not much change on Memorial Day. And again, that is record territory. Beach forecast for the beaches from Gulf Shores to Panama City. High in the middle 80s every day this week. High rip current risk today. Moderate tomorrow. Gulf water temperature now at 80. Right now, clear skies, calm winds at 75 at 837.
Okay, we got your local news, and then we'll be back with today's Baumhauer's winning word. Last chance to jot it down.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. Two people died in two separate car crashes early Sunday morning. 53-year-old Michael Hall of Shorter was killed when his car left the road and ran into a ditch around 1 o'clock Sunday morning on Alexander Road and Pike Road. He was not wearing his seatbelt at the time of the crash and was pronounced dead at the scene. 40-year-old Terry Oates of Marbury was killed when his car left the road and hit a utility pole. This wreck happened on Autauga County Road 85 just before 3:30 Sunday morning. Oates was pronounced dead at the scene. A passenger in the car was taken to the hospital for treatment. No word on their condition this morning. Two Auburn police officers were injured in a late-night shooting. Officers were responding to a disturbance call Sunday night when they were shot and injured. No word yet on their conditions this morning, but the suspect, 29-year-old Grady Wayne Wilkes, was able to get away and is still at large this morning. He's considered armed and dangerous. Those are your news headlines. I'm Jalea Brooks. For your latest news, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Montgomery Skywatch with a final look at our traffic on this Monday morning, and everything seems to have returned to a normal traffic flow in most areas, but we still have the police working the accident at Perry Hill Road and I-85 southbound. It's in the median, and they have tow trucks on site, so it shouldn't be too much longer before they get that one cleared up, but it is going to slow down your travels into the downtown area. We also want to let you know there's going to be some construction around I-65 northbound, starting around Fairview Avenue. There's going to be some lane closures throughout the day, so be careful if you're using 65 north headed towards the interchange. Be careful, get into work safely, and we will check in with you this afternoon. Haynes Ambulance Service is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance Service, serving you and those you love in Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you plan to be on the road this Memorial Day weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
Would you like to get behind the wheel of some serious horsepower? Then kick off your summer at Wind Creek Wetumpka by playing Mustangs in May. Because we're giving away not one, but two 2019 Ford Mustangs. You can start earning chances to win now. Then on Saturday, May 4th, and again on Saturday, May 25th, you could be the lucky player who drives home in a prize pony. So come in and play Mustangs in May, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
Mr. Sandman. This is David from Mr. Sandman Mattress, where we have hundreds of mattresses, beds, and headboards to liquidate to make room for new arrivals. Shop around, but please visit us before spending your money. Mr. Sandman has the best values on really nice mattresses, including Jameson Latex and Hybrids, Third of Perfect Sleepers and Eye Comfort, Property Brothers by Restonic, as well as some fabulous brands you have never heard of. We keep hundreds of mattresses in stock for fast pickup or delivery, and we do sell odd box springs and bed frames. While supplies last, we have king adjustable bases for $2.99, queen adjustable bases with massage from $6.99. Many floor samples and one-of-a-kind bases are drastically discounted. We still have our extremely popular $2.49 queen mattresses and $2.99 king mattresses that are thick and comfortable. We stock $99 twin mats and several queen sets under $2.99. We have over 80 models in Montgomery on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and a huge store in Millbrook on Highway 14 across from the Dollar General. Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Spring is in full swing now, and Cat House Marine is ready to get you on the water. If you need service or a new Yamaha outboard powered pontoon or bass boat, Cat House Marine is the place to go. At Cat House Marine, they have Yamaha outboard certified technicians and offer complete service on most makes and models. They have a great selection of new and used boats. So come browse the lot and find the one that is right for you today.
You'll find great sales and service at your local Yamaha outboard dealer, Cat House Marine. Visit them on the web at cathousemarine.com or call 517-6500. That's 517-6500. Cat House Marine, I-65, exit 179. Go east 1 mile. Call today and make an appointment for same-day basic service. Help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Bohemian Rhapsody was great. Made mountains of cash for Queen. So I went and made my own music movie. We spent $100,000 on sequence, $500,000 on shoes, crazy sunglasses too. And I think I'm gonna see those dollar signs. The Oscars will win best costume design. I'll give a speech after I win best. Elton John, Elton John, man, I'm gonna make a ton of dough. I think everyone will go see my movie. It will bring back my popularity. I'll hit the Billboard charts again like Queen. Oh yeah, 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 'cause I'm Elton John.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
naan. N-A-A-N, naan is a new bread that gives you the same warm satisfaction of old bread, but it's got one key difference. It is... why, it's the catcher's mitt of buns.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's because some of the sandwiches at Baumhauer's are really loaded up, mm-hmm. and this will contain whatever, like a pot roast Philly cheesesteak, which is just an incredibly wonderful mess. It holds it, and you can enjoy it like a sandwich without things spilling out. Personally, I don't care. I like it either way. Because they invented this thing called the fork. So if anything spills out, I can pluck it off the plate with a fork.
I'm going to check into that fork thing.
But that's the word. Sometime between 3 and 6 this afternoon, we will ask you to call 272-9228 with the word naan. Or if you want to pronounce it naan bread, you can do that too.
Naan.
Either pronunciation will be accepted. And if you are, you want lunch for two at Baumhauer's Victory Grill. On the boulevard or downtown, where some people are actually enjoying a great Baumhauer's breakfast, even as we speak. But just behind the building, there is a wreck at Perry Hill. The tow trucks have been there. The police have been there. but there's something about that wreck that's taking them a long time to clear. So if you're in the slowdown on southbound 85, that's where the problem is, assuming that you're east of Perry Hill. That's just something they have not managed to clear up just yet. Time for our Morning Maroon nominees. Let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. Let's see who today's Weekend Morning Maroon nominees are. And as we go through the dumbest of the dumb, we begin in Pennsylvania. There's a lady there named Georgia Zawaki who lives in West Newton.
Okay.
Georgia had a birthday on Wednesday. She turned 55 years old. Mm-hmm. She expected her new boyfriend, David Ray, to do something. Mm-hmm. They've been living together for 4 months. David didn't do anything. He didn't get her a gift. He didn't buy a cake. He didn't even get her a card.
Didn't acknowledge it whatsoever?
What did she do?
Well, Georgia spent her birthday drinking vodka.
Well, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And apparently after enough vodka, decided, here's how I'm going to handle this. I'm going to take this box cutter and I'm going to slice him up.
No!
You're kidding me.
Nope. He ended up with some cuts on his arm. She was arrested on several charges. Happy birthday to you. In jail! As Mr. Potter said, and it's a wonderful life. Thank you. I was hoping somebody would appreciate that touch.
Never seen it.
Georgia was arrested on several charges, aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, being an idiot. Next, we have a guy in Oregon. Now, you know, we've got the Ring doorbell. That's amazing at picking up any motion out in front.
Sure.
Even a bird flying close will set it up.
Mine was going off yesterday because a plastic bag was floating in the wind, and I didn't have... First off, I didn't want to leave my cool bedroom into the hot 80-degree temperatures of my house.
I got you.
I was just too lazy, so I put it on snooze for most of the day because every time the bag would move...
You can do that?
Yeah, and through the app.
There's a bar in Lincoln City, Oregon called the Beach Club. And, well, this guy, he didn't have money, so he decided to hide in the bar until it closed. It did, but it had interior motion sensors. The motion sensors notified the owner, hey, there's a plastic bag or something inside your bar moving around. Or a bird, something. So he called police and they showed up and they discovered 31-year-old Jason McIntyre, and all he'd done was go in there to drink for free. He was arrested for burglary and theft for being in the building after closing time and stealing the liqueur. So he's nominee number two. I realize none of these are. Now we have a stripper. Does that get anybody's attention?
Depends on what the stripper did.
Oklahoma stripper.
Okay. Not getting my attention so far.
Holly Jones, does that do anything for you? She works at...
what's the name of the place?
Oklahoma City's Red Dog Saloon.
Oh, there. I haven't been to the Grand Canyon, but
that's on your list, isn't it? The Red Dog Saloon.
A stripper there named Ashley Priola.
That's not her stage name.
Basically what happened was she turned up to work drunk.
Uh-oh.
And nobody wants to, you know, see somebody putting on the magic moves and then right in the middle of it. It's a lousy look. So Holly Jones, the manager of the club, fired her for being drunk.
Okay, well.
As Ashley Priola was exiting, she wasn't under arrest. She was just fired and leaving. Here's a good idea. I think I'll throw billiard balls at my former boss's face.
Ooh.
One hit her, broke her nose.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Police caught her, arrested her, and she faces charges of assault and battery.
Well, she was drunk to begin with.
Is she naked? No. You know, that's a detail I should never have left out of the story. It wasn't in the story, but I shouldn't have been so lazy. I should have looked into that. What was she wearing and when was she wearing it?
Pasty.
No, see, none of these are... They're bizarre.
No,
I don't really...
The first one there, she cut off...
The box cutter thing?
Cut off her boyfriend with the box cutter because he forgot their anniversary.
her birthday. It was her 55th birthday.
Well, yeah, that's a very important birthday. 55 is an important birthday. I don't mean to diminish that, but I think that's a little over the top.
Yeah.
You know, getting hammered and then, in that lapse of judgment, choosing a box cutter to slice them to ribbons.
I think so.
What?
It also
just
made her late for
to think about
her job at the strip club.
You want me to bring the fava bean guy back?
No.
No.
Sure, I'll pick that one.
Okay, we'll go with that. All right, maybe we'll have dumber people tomorrow.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Big move is on at Infusion a week from tomorrow. 28.
And they're not moving far, folks, but they're moving into a much larger facility just off of Taylor Road.
I did some cryo on Saturday morning, and as always, when I walk in and I see lots of people there doing IVs and stuff like that, that makes me feel good because I know they're feeling good or better no matter which kind of IV they
doubt about it.
And the new facility, and in a way, the success of Infusion is responsible for the need to find a larger facility. It's already been remodeled once, but people are finding out that these are really life-changing therapies available there that can boost your energy, help strengthen your immune system, help you lose weight, whatever you're looking to accomplish. Maybe you party too hard. One IV can fix that and turn it around. For me, Saturday, I was just feeling like a little butt dragon kind of day. You know, I was like, ugh. So I went and did 3 minutes in the cryotherapy chamber and felt like a new person and got a lot done Saturday.
Did you do level three?
I did two.
Okay.
I did two, I did the full 3 minutes. And I'm working my way back up to three. But
you know, I've learned don't ever go into the cryo chamber after you. Because I'm a level one guy, and you were so level three that by the time I got into that chamber.
You work your way up, but everybody's, don't be intimidated by that. Because the way you feel, like our boss, he went and did it once.
Uh-huh.
And he said, that's an amazing experience because you walk out, you feel like you took this drug that doesn't mess you up, it just makes you feel a whole lot better. And that's kind of what happens because the cryotherapy chamber makes your body perform at a higher level because everything that makes life great is connected to your circulatory system, and cryotherapy will boost that. That, the CryoSkin 2.0, which is one way to burn an inch of fat off your waist in half an hour, a much safer and better alternative to cosmetic surgical procedures. All these things are available for your perusal at infusioncryoandlaser.com, and we'll get you more details on the big move, which takes place a week from tomorrow, right after Memorial Weekend, to their new, and it's right across Taylor Road. You just go on the other side of...
It's a white building. It's easy to find.
Yeah, on Blunt. And there'll be a lot more room and a lot more going on in Infusion. Cryo and Laser.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com. If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
Honey, what's that police car doing in our driveway? Hey!
Okay, hands on the wall. Spread them.
What's going on, Cheryl?
I turned you in.
I didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah? How do you explain that new set of tires on your car?
You better confess, Doug.
Confess? I bought them at the Tire City Spring Sale. Got a super deal.
Come on. You got them at less than cost.
That's right. When you buy a set of four select BF Goodrich tires now through May 28th, you get a $50 or $70 reward card.
That's below cost.
Exactly. And with us hitting the road for the beach in our summer trips, we'll know the family's safe. drive. Plus, I feel pretty good about getting a $70 reward card and our new tires from Tire City below cost.
A likely story.
Whose side are you on?
Yours, dear. I'm turning you away from a life of crime.
Oh, brother.
Maybe we should check out his story at Tire City.
Okay, but keep the cuffs on him. I think he's a flight risk.
Don't miss the big Tire City spring sale. Visit Tire City, Atlanta Highway next to Eastdale and Southern Boulevard and Woodley in Capitol Plaza.
Tire City!
Fox Tonight, summer's musical game show Beat Shazam returns with host Jamie Foxx.
Season 3!
And its biggest premiere ever.
Yeah. Let's go!
What makes it so huge? We'll give you 1 million guesses.
Exact song title.
I just don't know.
His answer is, I just don't know.
It's the season premiere of Beat Shazam.
Yeah.
On its new night. Oh.
Tonight on Fox 20.
Hi, I'm David Woods, and I want to invite you to get your news, weather, and sports 1 hour earlier on the WCOV News at 9.
Diversity in the workplace was on the minds of hundreds of people attending a diversity summit in the capital city.
We cover the news of the day while shining a light on those who are helping to make Montgomery a better place.
A future in manufacturing as a skilled worker could be one of their next moves.
And they care about what goes on in a community.
Join us on the WCOV News at 9 on Fox 20.
This is Attorney Sarge Grubbs inviting you to the Capital City Club on May 28th from 9 until noon to discuss legacies and life's transitions. Please find the Facebook group Legacy Talk to register. Again, that's the Facebook group Legacy Talk.
Now, we have succeeded in making it to this point in the show without revealing any information that would ruin your Game of Thrones.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
Wait. Oh, Rich's Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Not everybody else that was listening that hadn't watched it yet and heard that one thing that we played, Roll Tide.
Oh, that one thing that we played?
That one thing that we played that we had to keep Rich out of the studio for.
Oh, that's right, Jay.
The guy who's never seen a show but reviewed the last episode.
Oh. That guy.
That guy spoils a ton.
Oh, no. Glad I didn't hear that. Well,
did
so far.
Complain?
But, oh, no, it's not that. I'm just saying that.
No, I wanted to be sure.
I've had about a dozen close calls since 1:35 this morning.
You should go straight home and watch it and take no more chances.
I can't right now. I'll be watching it around 1:40-ish.
I've got the Dahmer thing on videotape if you want to.
Oh, the Dahmer.
Oh, on videotape? On VHS?
I mean on DVR.
You can't just trade off your DVR stuff.
Does it have a happy ending?
Yeah, he gets murdered in prison.
Oh, okay.
You can't bring in what you have on your DVR and give it to Rich to watch. That's not how it works.
His poor grandmother.
Jeffrey Dahmer's?
Or Rich's?
I do.
No, you know what's awful? And the history is filled with these macabre stories of people who did these heinous crimes. And the poor family members that, you know, are just
have to deal
by
with
accident.
Just like mass killers when they go to the family after that. You know, what do they say?
Yeah, normally you hit up the neighbors and the neighbors are all like, well, he seemed like a nice guy. You look at the family who are like, there was never...
The one that got me was...
He had never killed anybody before.
Rich!
The one that got me was Gacy because... After they finally catch this guy and the police go to Logan and they find out, well, yeah, we used to see him with